The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Go. Salute to Knicks Nation. CP on the check-in. CP the franchise here. Happy Friday. Checking in with breaking news. Not the breaking news you're usually looking for, but Knicks had two roster spots to fill. They have filled one by adding center Norvell Pell. Norvell Pell spent some time with the Sixers last year, and this year spent some time with the Sixers, the Nets, and the Sacramento Kings. What do you need to know about this guy? He's a shot blocker. That's pretty much it. Averages 1.2 blocks per game in his short career on 9 minutes per game. Look, this is a depth piece. I always told you guys this was going to be a depth piece. We needed it, though, because with Nerlens Noel hanging on by a thread and Taj Gibson being the aging veteran that he is, Knicks just don't have much left with Mitchell Robinson being out probably for the season. So they go out and they add Norvell Pell to a 10-day contract and we'll bring him in here. According to reports, according to Mark Berman in the New York Post, he's still in the COVID protocol, so he may be available tomorrow when the Knicks go into Detroit. Knicks go play Detroit tomorrow. So they'll be playing the Mavs tonight. At MSG, he won't be available, but maybe he's available tomorrow if they need him. Like I said, this is a third string big, not a big deal signing. Again, they had two roster spots to fill, and they decided to fill it with Norvell Pell. But as I said, he's a shot blocker. You know, that's where he makes his money, blocking shots. And this is him with Philly, taking Christian Wood to the max at the apex, meet me at the rim. Norvell Pell says, no thank you. And yeah, this is how Norvell Pell gets down, man. Shot blocker extraordinaire, but can't throw the ball in the ocean to save his life. So if the Knicks do use him,
swings it inside, Jordan.
It definitely won't be from a scoring standpoint. You know, this guy's just a shot blocker. This guy's just a shot blocker. So there's that with that. Knicks going into this game walking wounded, man. Knicks are going into this game walking wounded. Derrick Rose is questionable with an ankle injury. RJ Barrett is also questionable with an ankle injury in this game as well against the Mavericks. And Reggie Bullock is questionable due to illness. So Knicks are once again in a pivotal stretch. Might be shorthanded. So this could spell opportunity for Frank, could spell more opportunity for maybe Kevin Knox gets a look if Bullock can't go, if RJ can't go, and they're going to need it. You know, this Mavericks team is surging right now, 25-21 on the campaign. They've now moved into seventh in the Western Conference. Knicks now on a two-game losing streak at 24-24. So this is the first of a back-to-back for the Knicks. They'll be taking on the Mavs tonight and then taking on the Pistons tomorrow and then Monday, Brooklyn. So definitely have to, they definitely got to be on our A game. Knicks have to be on their A game and hopefully get some reinforcements, man. Much needed reinforcements because, you know, on this playoff stretch, you're going to need everybody healthy. That's just the bottom line. Gonna need everybody healthy. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boy. Just a quick live. No phones right now. We'll be live tonight after Knicks versus Mavs. So just a quick live to touch in on the Norvell Pell news. And we'll see. The deadline for candidates who get bought out to be eligible for the playoff is April 9th. So between now and then, we'll see. Does Otto Porter get cut? Does Hassan Whiteside get cut? You know, are there better players out there that they could potentially cut Norvell and get somebody else? Maybe. But as I've been saying, it's slim pickings. Dave Vianos in the chat says, my only question is, does he have hands? Product of Antigua and Barbuda. Yeah, that's right, Hospi. Antigua and Barbuda. So, salute to everybody from the islands. We got another islander here. Spent some time in the Lebanese Basketball League as well. And yeah, man, this is Norvell Pell, who you figured was going to be one of the candidates for the Knicks here. And again, a shot blocker. Does take a lot of gambles, does foul a lot, but as I said, he may not even play. You know, that's just the reality of it. He may not even play. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boy. 274 on the early check-in. I don't know if some of you guys are working. Some of you guys are off for the holiday. Salute Michael Parker. Just throws a super chat. Salute my guy Michael Parker. Tell him Alejandro in the chat what's going on. He wants Otto Porter in the mix. Illa, how you feeling? Lone Maniac X, what's going on? Lash, what up? Yeah, that's how I remember Norvell Pell. Julius put him on a poster. But he was going off in that game, Knicks versus Sixers, man. And as I said, we got Knicks versus Mavs tonight. Big game. This is a big game, man. Big game for both teams. Mavs, obviously, you know, on the rise. Knicks trying to come back from a devastating, devastating loss at the hands of the Timberwolves. I was just beside myself to lose that game. Can't believe they choked in the fourth quarter like that. Just an absolute devastating loss by the Knicks in that game. And so we got to bounce back, man. We have to bounce back. There's no room for error. As I said, we got some tough stretches in this schedule. We need our guys healthy. And what we saw in that Timberwolves game, like I said, the Knicks just have to figure out how to close. What is going to be the optimal lineups? Who are we going to go to? Can we share the ball a little bit more? I'm not a fan of the ISO. One guy sit around there for six straight possessions and everybody watching. One guy just dribbling the air out the ball trying to get a score. We got to move the ball. So we got to figure out where we're going to go. I like to see Burks get a little bit more looks there in crunch time, even at the point. You know, let RJ and Julius be your primary penetrators. Pause. Mavs coming in. They are a highly efficient shooting team that does not make mistakes. This Knicks defense is going to have to be disciplined, take away some of their looks. Again, this Mavs team does not make many mistakes. So we're going to have to be on our game. This is one of the top three-point shooting teams in the league, as we know, obviously with Tim Hardaway Jr., with KP. We know they could light it up. Got to be careful. Got to be careful. And they're not a bad defensive team either. Mavs are about middle of the row in opponents' field goal percentage, opponents' points per game. So Mavs are about middle of the pack in the league. So Knicks, you know, Knicks offense struggles at times. This could be a tricky game. So we got to be on our game. Got to be on our game. Mr. William 1072 says, would you take Whiteside if available? Yeah, I would. Over Pell, yeah. I would definitely take. And Whiteside, he's falling off big time. He's fairly washed at this day and age, but I would take him over Pell for sure. Jabari Parker, I'd go for Otto Porter if I could over Parker. I think Parker's done his days too. Knicks fans have wanted Jabari Parker on this team for years. For years, man. So, you know, that, I don't know. We'll see with Jabari Parker, man. Tough for the kid, man. Never really had a solid career. As much as they had hoped. So, we'll see what happens there. Somebody in the chat said something about Anthony Edwards. Yeah, on the Edwards thing, listen, man. I didn't think he said anything wrong, to be honest. I mean, how many of us... And here's the Edwards comment.
Told Jaden, try not to let Randall catch the ball. We're going to make somebody else beat us. And,
game?
You know, gladly, RJ Barrett caught it in. You know, if he would have made the shot, we would live with it. I mean, because that's what we wanted, taking a shot. We didn't want anybody else taking it.
Yeah. I mean, Knicks fans got upset about that. I didn't see anything to get upset about. What did he really say that was wrong? You know, how many of us looked at this RJ shot in crunch time and thought it actually had a good chance of going in? How many of you actually looked at the shot and said, that's his shot right there. I'm confident he's gonna knock it down. I wasn't. I cringed. I said, that's not the look. That's not what we want. It was growing pains. Growing pains for the team. Growing pains for RJ. He'll get through it. I thought he had a pretty fairly solid game against the Wolves. Outside of those four turnovers that really irked me. He lost four balls off of his leg. But other than that, I'm not mad at Anthony Edwards. Be better. Anthony Edwards, he's going to be a dog. Come back next year and get the best of him. That's it. He got the best of RJ in that fourth quarter on the offensive end. And he spoke the truth. How many of us actually looked at that play that last second shot and thought we had a good chance of knocking that down. A step back RJ mid-range. I looked at that. I said, oh, we lost. You know, that's just what it is. He didn't say he sucked. He just said that's the shot we wanted. And as a Knicks fan, that's the shot you did not want. So it is what it is. We had the Block Ness Mons' birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Mitchell Robinson. Definitely need Mitch back. Let's meet my guy at one of the meet and greets we went to. One of the fan meet and greets we went to. So salute to Mitch. A couple other things. Leading scorers by June. We know Julius, this is where he lives, man. That baseline fadeaway jumper, he's been owning that. And he's leading the league in that zone, no doubt about it. That's his go-to shot. So just stay tuned for Ian Begley's injury report. I'll post it on the community tab as well. Remember, go check out KnicksFanTV.com, man. We got great writers there. After every game, we have our player ratings by Remy. We have some other blog content there as well, so make sure you check that out. Timmy J70, appreciate it. Great game, great coverage. Yeah, that was a moment. That was definitely a moment. All live, unscripted, and that was just a clip of the live stream. So it was a good night. Call the Mook. Call the play of the game. Call that play of the game. My guy Chris, me and my guy Chris went to the game. Call that Mook play. Somebody in the chat said they miss Mook. Yeah, I kind of miss Mook too, man. You know, he was a dog. He played hard, and he was a go scorer for us. You know, he was a go-to scorer for us. So definitely a great night. And let's see if the Knicks can do it again. Jane Doe, big game tonight. Big time. Yeah, big time. Into the Knicks first in the building. What's going on, bro? How you feeling? TM, how you doing? All the mods, appreciate it. And yeah, you guys know where to find us, man. We will be back after the Knicks versus Mavs game. Number one show for the fans by the fans. CP, Ashley Moore, CK2K in the building. Remember, the show is presented by Manscaped. Number one men's grooming tool from head to toe. Go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped.com, promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. What do you guys think? Give me a score prediction in the chat. As I sign off, give me a score prediction. Let me know what you guys are thinking. If you guys are new in the chat, welcome. We'll get back to all the shout-outs when we get back. And, yeah, man, you guys enjoy the rest of your Friday.